It was a lovely Saturday, scorching hot day. There's lots of foreign people in Manchester for the big football match that was going to happen on the Sunday. So there was lots of tourists and, you know, different nationalities walking about, just enjoying Deansgate and the shops and everything.
I was working at Bill Hutchinson Hi-Fi, which was on the corner of Deansgate.
I was working at Marks & Spencer in Manchester. I had gone into the catering unit for my break and the alarm went off. To be honest, we'd had quite a lot of bomb alerts over the while, so it wasn't at that point anything particularly unusual. It became clear that it was possibly more serious because we got moved to our second evacuation point, and I don't think I'd ever been moved to the second evacuation point before. We'd only ever got to point one, and the second one was in the basement car park.
I'm not too sure what time it was, but I think it was in work about an hour, as a police lady came into the shop and sort of quickly said, look, everybody needs to leave, you've not got no time to grab anything, you need to get out of the shop. We all got sort of requested to move down towards Kendall's in Manchester.
There were various rumours and hearsay and Chinese whispers suggesting that there was some sort of bomb scare going on, which at the time was not unusual, and I was dismissive, to be honest. I didn't take it seriously at all.
Start to evacuate Marks and Spencer's, and I was then informed on my radio that we had authenticated the code word given. Take it as read, there is a bomb, it is for real. We were trying to evacuate as quickly as possible, but we only have 13 officers to try and vacate 60,000 people. We were moving as fast as we could, trying not to cause panic, but people were sort of, I've got to go into Marks and Spencer's to change this, I've got to get my Father's Day present.
We were then moved from the underground car park at the store over to Victoria Station, and at that point, word started getting around that there was going to be a controlled explosion.
Now, I would have walked past the vehicle with a bomb on it probably in the morning, because that was my route to work.
Boom, the bomb went off.
It was like a sonic boom. The windows, every window behind us, in front of us, all the windows in Kendall's, and every one of them went through.
I actually turned towards the front of the shop looking out one of the glass windows, and I'm sure I actually saw the blast coming towards me. I was hit by flying glass.
There was this almighty noise before there was this really weird cracking sound, like just really sort of going through you cracking sound. And then the glass rained down, and what that cracking sound was all the glass in the roof of Victoria Station shattering with the shockwave and then just raining down on people.
It was utter chaos, really. It was people screaming, shouting. I was absolutely terrified.
Everybody was screaming, shouting, alarms were going off. Glass was falling in the main street.
I was a first aider at M&S, so I remember sort of dealing with a couple of people who were having sort of panic attacks and sort of helping to sort of get breathing sort of sorted. And then I looked over and I saw somebody, and I saw, you know, she had a red trainer on, but then I looked and I realised her other trainer was white, and realised that the red trainer was just, it was absolutely full of blood.
My name's Les Burkhead. I was working for the Greater Manchester Ambulance Service 20 years ago when the Manchester bomb happened. We actually felt the building shake when this explosion happened, so we knew it was something major, but really wasn't prepared for the scale of devastation that had happened to the city centre. I think the first sights that we got were quite minor injuries of people with small lacerations and people running around in state of shock. And then it was when we turned onto Fountain Street that we realised the devastation of fallen masonry, and we were actually driving over, you know, bricks and mortar in the roads. And it was quite a horrendous sight, one I'll never forget. We were just sort of dropping off dressings that we thought was appropriate for those sort of injuries. And as we got closer into the city centre, it was more people covered in dust with sort of more serious type injuries. But very fortunately, there was no death.
Glass and dust everywhere. There's glass everywhere. And the devastation. You realise that it was meant to kill. I mean, this bomb was placed and the bomb was designed to kill.
You could see sort of where the office block was on top of M&S, and you could see the sort of stuff blowing out the window and whatnot. And I just remember being in a real daze. As a first aider, I knew what shock was as well, like what shock does to your body. That you know, it's your blood withdrawing from your vital organs. I could feel it happening. It was really strange.
We had no mobile phones them days. Everyone I was with didn't have a mobile phone, so I wasn't able to contact my mum or dad to let them know I was okay.
It was really probably towards my finishing time of my shift that I found out my family were safe.
I was desperately trying to get to ring my mum before it was on the news, because I thought, you know, if she sees it on the news and it was right outside where I worked, it would have been awful.
I don't think I was the only one who sort of shed a tear that day when they spoke to the loved ones, really, you know, because like I said, it's just the fact to say, look, I'm safe. Your mum and dad's voices have always been sort of like a safety net, haven't they, really?
My name's Bob Harris, and I got married at the registry office on Deansgate on the 15th of June 1996, the day the bomb went off. The earth did move that night, if you see what I mean. But it could have been 100 times worse. If that truck had been underneath the Arndale in a loading bay, it could have brought part of the Arndale then, you know, because it was a massive bomb. Biggest on mainland Britain, is it?
My name is Val Harris, and I got married to Bob. We'd just come out of the registry office, and it was just then that the explosion happened. And the only funny thing about that is that my dad legged it in another direction. He just ran, and I was thinking, where's he going? And I said, where are you going? He said, let's get out of here. And I said, well, we can't, because we're going to go and find Bob and the boys and everything, you know. So that was a funny moment, really, out of a tragic situation, really.
I'm kind of proud how Manchester has dealt with it, and I look at that red box as a symbol. Everything round it was battered, and the bridge over to Marks and Spencer's was battered, the street was full of litter and glass, but the pillarbox stood there, and I thought, that's just like Manchester, that, you know, how dare you? And that's it. That's how I feel. I feel really proud of what we've done.
The thing I most remember about the bomb is the following Saturday, people felt like, as I felt and my wife felt, and we went out and shopped, because we really just wanted to say to terrorists, you know, you can't win this. And even though you've destroyed probably a third of the city at the time, we're still going to shop wherever we can.
I felt a bit angry, really, that they kind of spoilt our day, you know. But obviously I was more angry at what they'd done to the city of Manchester, you know, and the fact that people were injured. I mean, I was born in Hume, and I've always loved Manchester, and I can't imagine living anywhere else in the whole world, because Manchester is my town, you know. And it just felt surreal that this had happened to the place that you love. Thank God nobody was killed. And that's all thanks, really, to the emergency services.
It's one of those landmarks in my life that I'll never forget. And in funny ways, I was proud to be part of the response team that dealt with that incident.
For no one to get injured or killed that day, it was an absolute miracle, because the size of the bomb, it had killed thousands of people. And the police are the ones that saved everybody that day. So everybody out there who did do that, thank you. Thank you so much. You saved everybody's lives.
I really, really, really hate it when people say it's the best thing ever happened to Manchester. Anyone who says that wasn't there. I think Manchester's response to it was the best thing ever. But the actual bomb itself, don't tell me it was the best thing that ever happened, because it was horrible. And I wouldn't wish the experience of it on anybody.
Do you know something? I've always been really proud of being a Mancunian. I love Manchester and I'm a proud Mancunian. But I was actually proud that day, because I realised that the stoicism that exists in Mancunians, and there it was in real evidence, you know, about 5 or 6 days after that bomb had been placed, they weren't going to be put off coming to town, as we call it. And even if you live in Salford, you say you're going to town, you know, Phoenix from the ashes. And I think the city were more determined to develop what they'd already started, in fairness. People say, oh, the bomb was responsible for the renaissance of Manchester, but I don't think that's quite true. I think that already the City Council, with the brilliance, I think, of Sir Howard Bernstein, had begun that renaissance anyway. It gave us an extra push, and it got us on our way. I think it gave us a bigger boost.
In 1996, we had a lovely city that was devastated by whatever means and whoever did what we did, and I think 2016, we've got an absolute beautiful city. Being from the area, I'm so proud. And when I look at the city centre now, it's a beautiful, beautiful city. And should anything ever, ever happen like this again, Manchester will be prepared, and we are prepared.
Number one for Manchester.
Key 103.
Slip inside the eye of your mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play? Step outside.
just say.